Ergötzen.
Hello and welcome to Encore. I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan.
And today we're starting with some Baroque music, which is not by a Czech composer.
Which seems to be becoming something of a habit. I seem to remember a couple of months ago we started with some Bach, also not a Czech composer.
Well, that's true. But all this music was heard here in Prague, and the piece we just heard may have been written here.
So let us know, who is it composed by?
Well, none other than Antonio Vivaldi of Four Seasons fame. And he visited Prague a couple of times, I think in 1729, 1730, and may have written this staying at an aristocratic patron's. And, you know, Prague is a tourist mecca now, but it has always attracted a lot of visitors.
And I know that certainly in Baroque times, at the time of the Counter-Reformation, there was a huge influx of Italian artists, weren't they, particularly architects and painters? You only have to look at the buildings of Prague to notice that.
Yes, and even in the countryside. So there was a whole lot of, I guess, cross-fertilization going on in all the arts. And there's a new CD that deals with this subject by the Prague Early Music Ensemble, Collegium Marianum.
They're always well worth looking out for, aren't they, Collegium Marianum?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I see that this CD doesn't just include Vivaldi, but also Caldara and Lotti, and also Italian composers, and also several Czech composers of the era.
Yes, and there are several pieces, in fact, perhaps some of the best pieces on the CD, by a composer I had never heard of, Jan Josef Ignaz Brentner, and he lived from 1689 to 1742, and hardly anything is known about him except that he was born near Pilsen.
And, well, there is one other detail that is I certainly found fascinating, is that his music actually reached South America, where it was brought by Jesuit missionaries, and has been found there in an archive in Bolivia.
Yeah, it's incredible.
really is cross-fertilization.
It really is. And as I said, I think his music is really quite good. So let's listen to now a bore, which is a quick dance. This is music of Jan Josef Ignaz Brentner.
The Collegium Marianum Ensemble with a bourée by Jan Josef Ignaz Brentner, a very little known Czech composer, but it's lovely music, on a new CD issued by Collegium Marianum, and it's entitled Music of Baroque Prague.
And before we leave this CD, I would like to include one more short excerpt from a piece by another Italian, Antonio Lotti. And I just think, because the soprano's voice is so lovely. This is part of a Domine Deus and sung by Constanze Backes, again with the Ensemble Collegium Marianum.
Next to
soprano Constanza Bacchus with part of a lovely aria by Antonio Lotti, a composer whose work has been found in the archives of Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral, interestingly enough.
Yeah, and we're going to move now, however, to another cathedral, the Cathedral of St. Moritz in Kroměříž, and we'll hear some organ works, or part of an organ work, composed by yet another little-known composer, Józef Kliczka, who lived from 1855 to 1937.
And this, of course, is music from a very different period, from the Romantic era, these five concert fantasies for organ.
And they're kind of sprawling, free-ranging, moody pieces, and they make full use of the organ. Let's hear now a bit of the concert fantasy on the St. Wenceslas Chorale.
Which, I should point out, is not the ancient hymn, well-known here, used by so many patriotic Czech composers in their works, but a 19th-century version.
Right. Organist Petr Rajnoha, with the opening section of Josef Kliczka's 1895 fantasy on the St. Wenceslas Chorale. Well, let's turn now to something a little more contemporary. We've got a new CD here released by the Composer's Society Přítomnost,
which you might remember we did feature on a fairly recent show.
Mm-hmm. And here is part of the second movement of a piano trio by Jiří Pazor, a composer and pianist born in 1971.
Certainly should have woken any sleepy listeners up. An excerpt from the Allegro Vivace movement of Jiří Pazor's Piano Trio No. 1, performed by the Academia Trio, Pavel Šafářík, violin, Jaroslav Matějka, cello, and Petr Jiříkovský piano. And that's all we do have time for today, but we would love to hear from you.